Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump's talking cryptocurrency today, doubling down on a pledge to make the U.S. top dog.
Together we will make America the undisputed Bitcoin superpower and the crypto capital of the world.
The president's comment in a call to a crypto group as his Trump Media and Techno Group plans a $179 million crypto-related investment. Mr. Trump is expected to sign an executive order today aimed at gutting the Department of Education. Correspondent Natalie Brand is in Washington.
A senior administration official notes that student loans and Title I funding for school districts with large populations of low-income families will not be touched.
Closing down the department entirely would require an act of Congress. The Taliban have released George Glesman, an airline mechanic from Atlanta, abducted during a visit to Afghanistan 2 years ago. CBS's Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
He's the third American to be released since January. Unlike the previous deals brokered by the Biden administration, this one reportedly did not involve a prisoner swap. The State Department says the deal was brokered by U.S. and Qatari negotiators.
A man convicted of shooting a woman to death during a home invasion 20 years ago was put to death by lethal injection in Oklahoma today. Prosecutors said Wendell Grissom picked up a hitchhiker and the two men randomly chose to rob a home near Watonga, where the 23-year-old victim was visiting her friend, who was seriously wounded. Police in Michigan quick to take a suspect into custody after a shooting at a hospital in suburban Detroit this morning.
The 25-year-old victim shot twice in the arm by a fellow employee after an argument in the parking structure. The suspect then took off. A massive evacuation took place of hospital personnel and patients.
It was, you know, scary at the time. The workers did a great job to make sure some of the other cardiac patients were fine, but we didn't really know what to do.
The suspect was eventually apprehended and now awaiting criminal charges. Charlie Langton for CBS News, Detroit.
Sold for a hefty sum, the NBA champion Boston Celtics.
The sale price, $6.1 billion, a record for a sports franchise in North America. The previous record was the $6.05 billion the Washington Commanders went for in 2023. Bill Chisholm, the managing partner of a private equity firm and a lifelong Celtics fan, is buying the Celtics from the Grousbeck family, who paid $360 million for the team in 2002.
CBS's Michael Wallace. Interest rates didn't stop people from plunking down money on homes last month. National Association of Realtors reports sales of previously owned homes jumped 4.2%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Racine is rich with elected officials today. Governor Tony Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin are visiting the city for separate events. Evers is touring Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. Baldwin is continuing her Hands Off My Medicaid tour. She'll be at the MLK Community Center. Microsoft has temporarily halted construction on two of their Racine County sites to evaluate the market. That's according to CBS 58. The company does say that the rest of the data center project in Mount Pleasant remains on track, with the first phase still set for completion by 2026. Health concerns and prior commitments prevented some alders from attending a Racine Common Council meeting Tuesday night. The Racine County Eye has coverage of which alders were present, which were absent, and the reasons behind the delayed veto vote. Dirty rain yesterday was caused by western wildfire smoke mixing with rain. It left some vehicles covered in a grimy film. The Racine County Bar Association has released its judicial qualification poll for the upcoming circuit court election. Incumbent John Fredrickson got 40 votes, challenger Jamie McClendon got 10. And Racine's basketball teams are set to compete in the state high school basketball tournament, with WRJN broadcasting the Prairie School game tonight. Parks will air tomorrow. Coverage starts at 6 p.m. this evening. We get going at 1 tomorrow. We'll also air the championship games on Saturday if either team advances. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
In time for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, the Badgers in Denver to face Montana today. Now, the city of Milwaukee will also host some tournament games this weekend. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he'd preferred Fiserv Forum instead of Ball Arena in Colorado.
I thought we got a really good seed. I understand why we got sent to Denver based on the seed lines with Kentucky, Texas Tech, Iowa State all ahead of us at the three lines. So, you know, Sunday didn't matter. I don't think even Saturday mattered in terms of the committee's eyes. I think we were locked. So you turn the page and get ready to go play.
Baseball opening day a week from today in New York when the Brewers play the Yankees. One pitcher for the crew to watch for is 25-year-old right-hander Craig Yoho, who's had a good spring training, but for now is being sent to the minors.
I mean, yeah, it was a good experience. You know, I played well, a lot of confidence going into the season, and that's where I want to be. And, you know, I want to be helping the team win as much as possible this season. And so, you know, when my time comes, I'll be ready for it.
That's Brewers pitcher Craig Yoho with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Sunny and still breezy today, keeping our high temperatures to the upper 30s. With partly sunny skies tomorrow, we rise mild to the mid-50s. Winds will be whipping out of the south, getting us there. And we could have a few sprinkles late at night. Then on Saturday, it'll be sunny with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Sean, appreciate it. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story coming up in 30 seconds. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center. Online at racinedisccenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Golf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
The rest of the story. Saturday morning, April 13, 1844, New Yorkers awakened to the thrill of a lifetime. It was impossible, wasn't it? But there it was in the newspaper. There it was in the New York Sun, a full-page extra with seven columns of copy and an accompanying illustration. Too amazing, too wonderful to be true, but there it was in stark, unyielding black and white. The Atlantic Ocean had been crossed, and east to west in a hot air balloon in an astounding 74 hours. It had been an English Channel crossing gone awry, the story said. The self-propelled, rudder-guided, blimp-shaped balloon Victoria had set out from North Wales, was destined for Paris. When a steel connecting rod came loose, the floundering airship fell prey to a gale-force wind. By the time the rod was resecured, the Victoria had blown far off course. And it was then that one of the passengers allegedly made a fateful suggestion. Why not take advantage of the gale on their tail and try to reach North America? And 3 days later, the report continued, the coast of South Carolina was sighted. The balloon touched down near Fort Moultrie on Sullivan Island. At least that was the story. This is the rest of the story. From daybreak until well into the afternoon, throngs filled the streets outside the New York Sun's headquarters. Crowds clamoring for more information blocked the entrances. One astonished employee would later confess, quote, I never witnessed more intense excitement to get possession of a newspaper. And yet, as it turned out, those who had a copy of the paper that morning did not have as much as they thought. Least of all, the truth. For the New York Sun, exclusive of the incredible Atlantic crossing, was just that. Incredible. It never happened. Vivid details made it seem plausible. The name of the voyagers, three of them real people, the technical specifics, the colorful descriptions, and all of it the product of one man's imagination and desperation. You see, Ed was broke. Ed was flat broke. Freshly arrived in New York, down to his last $4. He and his wife would starve unless... That's right.
It was Ed who dashed off that cockamamie balloon story and went down to the newspaper office and sold it to unsuspecting editors for $50. And wouldn't you know it, even after the newspaper printed a retraction, there were still a lot of folks who refused to believe it was a hoax. Ed? Well, he managed to avoid tar and feathers, and he eventually got back on his feet. Far as I know, he never tried to fool anybody like that again, but he kept on entertaining us with fiction represented as fiction. Nobody ever learned anything about American literature without learning his name and reading his words, and yet until today, there was one story you had missed. This story of a balloonist and his comrades swept across an ocean in an historic voyage, a convincing, though utterly fanciful, account born in the brilliant brain of a broke poet named Edgar Allan Poe. And now you know the rest of the story.
Get out of Dodge. Come on. Well, it's Paul Harvey. I believe him. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, twice daily, Monday through Friday, 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again, 12:05 with Dan Marcus. That would be me here on WRJN.
Park to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. See what you're doing to me.
can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Don't you know I'm caught in a trap?
Ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. When my thoughts escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. When my thoughts are escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
Simon and Garfunkel. Man, I love that song. Homeward Bound. Can't play it on my guitar, but I love it. A lot of songs I can't play on my guitar, but I digress. You heard Paul Harvey a few minutes ago. A reminder that he's on with a different story at 7:25 weekday mornings with Don Rosen, sponsored by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements and
Craving
more.
Fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We acknowledge the courageous efforts of Dickie Chappelle. She defied expectations to become the first female war correspondent, reporting from the front lines of World War II and the Korean conflict. Editors at Life magazine and National Geographic called the Milwaukee area woman one of the most respected reporters of her time. Chappelle was 40 years old when she took up parachuting. She then made history by becoming the first woman to be approved by the Pentagon to jump into combat with American troops. Sadly, while on assignment in Vietnam in 1965, she was killed by a landmine. She was the first correspondent, male or female, to die in action. Her fearless pursuit of truth in the face of danger remains an inspiration to us all. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Brittany Merlau.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've upgraded our news coverage for you. We've co-opted with Racine County Eye, and you can get the headlines from us and read the full story at racinecountyeye.com. Okay, here's Stuart J. Waddles with some of those headlines, an update from the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a double dose of dignitaries in Racine today. Governor Tony Evers and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin are set to visit. Evers will tour Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin and will talk about his budget initiatives aimed at supporting veterans. This afternoon, Baldwin will continue her hands-off Medicaid tour at the MLK Community Center. According to a report on CBS 58, Microsoft has temporarily halted construction on two of their Racine County sites. They have three total. Company officials tell the TV station that the rest of the data center project in Mount Pleasant is still on track, with the first phase expected to open in 2026. The company says they need to reevaluate the market before moving ahead. Health concerns and prior commitments are some of the reasons why a few alders didn't get to a Racine Common Council meeting Tuesday night. The Racine County Eye goes deeper about what alders showed, which ones didn't, and the reasons why the delayed veto vote. Read all about it at racinecountyeye.com. Did your car get dirty after the rain yesterday? There's a name for the phenomenon, dirty rain. People across the area were surprised to find their vehicles covered in a grimy film yesterday as a result of the dirty rain. The National Weather Service says it's particles from western wildfires mixing with rainfall. The combination of smoke carried by the wind and the rain created the perfect condition for the messy weather event. And the stage is set for Racine's basketball teams to shine in the state high school basketball tournament. WRJN will air the Prairie School's Division IV game against Bonduelle at 6 tonight. Tomorrow, Park makes a historic return to the state stage, facing off against Cedarburg. If either team secures a spot in the championship, WRJN will broadcast that game on Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and still breezy today, keeping our high temperatures to the upper 30s. With partly sunny skies tomorrow, we rise mild to the mid-50s. Winds will be whipping out of the south, getting us there, and we could have a few sprinkles late at night. Then on Saturday, it'll be sunny with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Yours too. Just
trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
WRJN. I'm not going to let the outsiders. These guys got a lot of great reviews when they started out. They should have had more hits, but they were complete ones.
I can't wait forever. Even though he want me to.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know rock and roll never forgets. That's Terry Howell's show. Catch it. You'll be amazed at what he knows and the songs he plays. Saturday, starting at 10.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their famous Mediterranean apricot kringle. An early spring favorite, this delicious kringle has brightly tart Mediterranean apricots folded into O&H's fabulous flaky pastry. It's a sensational flavor experience, so do pick one up this week. Enjoy oven fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a free Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's done, for the nighttime, can't forget the day, a day of uptight time, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, and it's time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime, I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day.
Forget the day.
Day of
uptight time,
baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation,
the night
time. It's a time to brew.
Time to brew.
I thank the Lord for the night
time.
I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Can't forget the day.
Gave up a tight time.
Up tight time.
Baby,
baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
Question: what keeps on boiling? Why, Proud Mary keeps on boiling. CCR on RJN.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on grinding.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
I love you. All is groovy.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump's expected to sign an executive order today aimed at closing the Department of Education, but administration officials now acknowledge he can't do it on his own. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Eliminating the department would require congressional approval, and an administration official tells CBS News the order does not change federal student loans or Title I assistance for students from low-income families.
Spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says Mr. Trump's order will reduce the department, not shut it down. The court deadline's just come and gone for the Justice Department to provide information on why deportation flights were allowed to transport suspected Venezuelan gang members from the U.S. to El Salvador after a federal judge ordered them to turn around. Spokeswoman Levitt.
We think it's egregious that a single district judge is trying to tell the President of the United States who he can and cannot deport from our soil, especially when it comes to